Come and see and join in praying for the people of the world. Oh, I'm waiting to hear good news.
Loving God, we pray for the states of America to be united in the days and weeks ahead. We pray for an end to violence, for wisdom and protection for President-elect Joe Biden and all who take office this week. We pray for those threatening to disrupt the inauguration and for the police force and those entrusted in keeping the law and peace. Lord, hear our prayer and draw us closer to you.
We pray for those around the world at the mercy of extreme weather conditions. We pray for the people of Japan, of Indonesia, especially those rescue workers who died trying to save others. For those bereaved in the plane crash, for those in our own country without power and heat. We pray for those tackling the climate change challenges of our time and for our own response in our day-to-day lives.
Lord, hear our prayer and draw us all closer to you.
We pray for all who are pushed to their limits at work and at home, for intensive care staff, for all the emergency services, for doctors, teachers, and school staff, for parents and students, for all those whose mental health is at breaking point. We pray for those in the government and for all whose decisions affect millions of lives. And we pray for one another as we respond to the restrictions locally and nationally and internationally.
Lord, hear our prayer and draw us closer to you.
We pray for those whose businesses are closed, whose shops are locked up, whose rooms have no guests, for those whose money is running out, for those on the brink of despair.
Lord, hear our prayer and draw us all closer to you.
We pray for the church entrusted with the good news of Jesus and charged with serving all those in need. We pray for hospital chaplains, for those ministering to the bereaved, and for one another as we seek to share our faith and our hope in Jesus Christ.
Lord, hear our prayer and draw us all closer to you. Amen.